Hello, English program here. We are celebrating the Beatles because they're cool. That's it, no other reason. They are fantastic. And that's the end of me story, really. That's it. Nothing else to say on the issue. The Beatles are fab, super fab, hip and trendy. Yes, they're more popular now than ever before. And that is a F-A-C-T. It is true, you know. Right, how are you? Hope you're okay. We are celebrating this year, 50 years of the Beatles, and there have been so many different events going on. Quite recently, we were celebrating the day that John and Paul met for the first time. And there's always something to celebrate, some sort of anniversary or something. And we are doing our best here on the English program to cover as many things as possible. And this is where you sort of can come into it and help us out if you can. By the way, we are recording this, and I'm looking at this screen, but doing it on the computer. It keeps sticking. So we sort of record these as live and then upload them. So if there's a problem, I do apologize. Just can't. You know, one of the first things you learn when you sort of learn how to do radio is you're not supposed to. When you're on air, you're not supposed to complain about the equipment. But there's something going on here. I'm not very happy with this at all. I'm not very happy. Anyway, it ruins the atmos because I'm concerned that it's only sort of recording half of what I'm saying, which is a bit annoying, really. But basically, you can help us out. If you've got a particular memory of something related to the Beatles, perhaps you were there. Paul McCartney and Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd were doing the concert in the bit at the back where you have to pay to get in. Great thing about the cavern is you go in before 8 o'clock and you can go to the free stage, the first bit when you walk in on the left, and there's always music, live music every day. And then there's you can, up until when the sort of the bit comes on that you have to pay for, you can go through to the sort of the lounge sort of thing. It's all nice and posh and it's got its own little separate bar, actually. Because you pay to get into that. So after 8 o'clock, you can't go in to see it. But if you're a tourist and you're hanging around early afternoon, you can go in and you can have a look at that bit, and you can see where Paul and Dave were standing when they performed. It's an absolutely tiny place. It really is. If you were lucky enough to be there when Paul was playing, I want to hear from you. Lots of people were there. I know some of the people would have been tourists, but I think some people would have just been, you know, sort of hanging about, and I don't know. It must have been impossible to get tickets for that particular gig, but if you did, I want to hear from you. I want to know your story. That's what I want. Anyway, so the cavern, I've been, you know, I actually go to the cavern every day since I've come back from Spain. Every day I walk into town. It takes me a bit, but I enjoy it. A good exercise and everything. And I walk straight in to the cavern, through Matthew Street, and we go into the cavern and watch, well, if it's in the day, it's not a band, it's like an acoustic performer, but you know, whatever. If they're doing a Beatles song, that's okay by me. And we just hang about, and it's cool. You can go into the cavern completely free. Haven't got to pay. But if it's after 8 o'clock, you have to. I think you do have to pay. Especially if you want to see the live bit. If you want to see that, you have to pay. And you go through the other, into the sort of the posh lounge and everything. Actually, look, it's 6:33 p.m. and I'm going to have a kebab soon. I'm really hungry today. I had nothing to eat. So today is kebab day, so I'm looking forward to that. I've been having an interesting debate with someone on the Facebook about how multicultural not only is the city of Liverpool as a policy, but the actual people. We embrace multiculturalism, and it's very normal to be, you know, you have a kebab one day, or you have some sort of Spanish tapas thing, or some Indian food, the Chinese. We're very multicultural, and to us it's normal. I've met people who think, oh no, you've got to be patriotic, you've got to only eat dinner that comes from your nation. I think that's silly. I embrace multiculturalism, that's me. And tonight, I'm having a kebab. Great.